This is a treat. We're with NFL insider of ESPN, none other than Adam Kaplan. We've talked with you many times in the past. As it pertains to the Texans, we're going to kind of specify things to that. Mm-hmm. What's most important about this week for the franchise?
Well, I think it's because they have the high pick, and you know, they come off of a season that was disappointing. They want to get back on track, and to do that, the scouting has to improve, coaching has to improve. And the good thing is, we saw with the Eagles, they got kind of changed it around in 1 year, and it could happen because the Texans have a good roster. Certainly needs upgrading, but I think it started the East-West game and all the other All-Star games, but the Senior Bowl is obviously the most important of them. And getting that new scouting staff together, which is going to be ramped a little bit, obviously Rick Smith is going to lead it, but having the right people in place to work with Rick and the coaching staff, I think that's important. Some of those guys I've seen here, but the fact of the matter is, I just think that to develop that roster, it starts in the draft. You cannot win the free agency game in the National Football League. It doesn't work. You win in the draft, you develop your own players, and you don't develop someone else's, and that's kind of the way it works.
And this is the real meat and potatoes, probably, of the draft. You're not going to find – I mean, there are first-rounders here, but you're not going to find the number one or number two pick at this game, right?
No, and that's a good point because so many underclassmen have declared him. He got 98, which is a record for the National Football League. And let's face it, as you said, and you're right, this group of seniors is not great. There's not a lot of elite talent here. This is sort of a down group, but it's deep. Here at the Senior Bowl, but not a lot of top 10 or top 15 picks are going to be here. But still, being here, getting to interview these players, and remember, there's no restrictions. It's not like the combine; we can only interview a certain amount of players. I mean, it's great the way the setup is here, and they could use that information to their advantage.
Who's your favorite offensive player, favorite defensive player here at the game this week?
I'll tell you, the receiver Matthews from Missouri really goes right after it. And speaking of the Texans, they could use some depth at wide receiver, but not a huge need. But I thought Matthews from Vanderbilt was terrific. I thought he goes after the football. He had some drops, but he's a physical receiver. I love how he goes after it. And Bolin at the practice today, and he's been great all week from Wisconsin, is great. He's an inside linebacker. The Texans absolutely need depth at inside linebacker. They need competition there. And he would be a good fit for them. And the Texans are going to still run that 3-4. But when you run the New England scheme on defense, you run multiple front. So, but those guys have kind of stood out to me, and it's been an interesting week, as it always is here. This is my 13th Senior Bowl.
Borland from Wisconsin, the guy you just referenced, yeah. Buddy of J.J. Watts. They've been tubing together. Well,
he's an Zach. Someone said right behind me, he reminded me of Zach Thomas, the former, of course, Miami Dolphins linebacker. But Borland is a good player. I like him and keep an eye on him.
You could do worse than be compared to Zach Thomas. Hey, right. Adam, thanks so much. We always learn something from you. We appreciate the time.
Thank you.